This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, I took lessons, and I think despicable is a relative term. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend trying to work things out with us, trying to be involved in the conversation. Seriously, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. There's so much you can do over there. You can comment on our stories. You know, we've got a couple of writers up there. And tell them how you feel. Tell them if you think they're off or on or what the deal is overall, you know? Anyhow, come on now. Some of you, if you heard the president speaking today at the lunch with the senators, I would have given him nothing. But the lunch with the senators, I mean, he sounded like me the other day, right? Or even a couple of times, actually. And I just said it last night. I said, it's easy to be, for my Christian friends, it's easy to be a Christian on Sunday, isn't it? Right? Everybody's got the glory, hallelujah, praise Jesus thing going on Sunday morning, don't they? They're in the Sunday morning best. They don't really smell like smoke when they get there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Come on. You know what I'm saying, right? When you're with the boys during the week, a little different, isn't it? Well, the same thing with our boys there and I call them boys because that's what they're acting like. Boys. So they're up there at the legislature, right? And now, anything they vote on has meaning. Oh, my God. Didn't they vote 61 times to repeal this thing? Pull the same one out. Vote to repeal it again. And just get it done. I'm okay with the 12-month or 24-month repeal. Okay, you got 2 years to fix it and make it, or you should already have it ready to go. I think partially they knew they never had a shot. Some of it was symbolic. And they had no real plan. Because they didn't think they needed one. The one senator from Florida said, hey, who thought? Who knew? Who thought we'd never win this thing? Right? What a defeatist attitude. What a way to go. Can you imagine if all the Olympic athletes said that? Hey, you got a chance. I'm going to go anyway. Yeah. I'm going to give up my whole life every morning, you know, practicing, every night practicing. Raise all kinds of money. Do all kinds of stupid stuff. But I ain't got a chance. Yeah. It just shows you the virus known as D.C. Doesn't it? And even got to vote them all out. You really got rid. You got to get rid of the old. Yeah, I know. I should say that, right? You got to get rid of the old timers. You have to get rid of the old timers. It's really that simple. Anyway, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the conversation. Smarter people than I in a live chat room there. There's also a live feed on Facebook. If you head up to the website, you can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you've been taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to be. All those things you've been taught to hate, and the labels applied to you by the left on the people who say they hate using labels, except when it comes to right people on the right. Hey, after the break, I've got a guest I haven't had on before. Christine Douglas Williams. She's written a book called The Challenge of Modernizing Islam. Right? She said, can moderate Muslims modernize Islam to be more peaceful and tolerant And in her new book, she's an award-winning journalist, so she's not new to this. This is the first book she wrote. She interviews prominent moderate and reformist Muslims on how they intend to challenge jihadism and how they'll spread the message of Islam that is genuinely peaceful, tolerant, pluralistic. We'll hear it from her. And I know a lot of you are going, oh, Joe, please don't fall for that. You know, my take on religion, if you would, because many people are religious, right? They're spiritualists, they're Buddhists, they're whatever-ist. I think for me, the difference in Christianity is a true relationship with a true God. That's how I look at it. All right? But, let me see if my Christian friends will throw stuff at me now. You guys know as well as I do that we have Sunday go-to-meeting Christians who are lucky they can find a church. They have to put it into their GPS because they go so often they know where it is. Right? We have Christians that are Christians because grandma was a Christian. That's not what Christianity is about. Then you have the big day Christians, right? Christmas. Resurrect, well, they call it Easter, right? You got to go. Those are the, you got to go to those days because Mom wants you to go. Seriously, think about it. Catholics have a few extras, right? Everybody goes on Communion Day, right? The First Holy Communion. You got all kinds of days. That's not a relationship. That's a religion. If you're going just to be traditionalist, even Jesus said, right, he made fun of them for their tradition, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So you do have people that actually believe, study and believe what their book says. And then you've got those who couldn't find a scripture, you know, Catholics, Christians, whatever, who couldn't find a scripture in the Bible if you put a gun to their head. They probably couldn't find the Bible. And I think you have the same thing in Islam or Muslim or with Muslims, I'm sorry. I think you have the same thing with Jews. I think you have the same thing with Buddhists. I think every religious factor has the same thing. And I believe that that's the majority of people in those groups. I talk to people that have been going to church for 20 years. I throw out a scripture at them, and not in their face, but to talk about it. I never heard that. I had one guy actually say to me, Jesus never talked about lying. I'm thinking, oh my God, what Bible are you reading? Or are you just reading like a weekly pamphlet of some kind? Jesus talked about lying quite a bit. He actually even said, stop. Don't do it. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Hey, don't go far. You got to stay. You got to hear Christine also in the second hour. Brad Stein's going to join us. Keep the liquid out of your mouth because you're going to laugh. I don't care who you are. Anyway, you're listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. There's much, 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 much more coming up right after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, there's all kinds of stuff happening up on the website. That's therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There are smarter people than I in a live chat room there if you're on Facebook. There's also a live feed on Facebook, and many people there have a higher IQ than I do. But I appreciate you being with me tonight. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. I've asked author Christine Douglas-Williams to join me. Her new book, The Challenge of Modernizing Islam. She interviews many prominent, moderate, and reformist Muslims on how they intend to challenge jihadism. You know, we hear these terms, they're new to some of us, or fairly new to some of us, and we really don't know what they mean. Because, again, we're taking, a lot of us are taking our information from people who are not living that life or not in it. They're not in it from day to day. So it'll be a pleasure having Christine on and having her explain some of these terms to us. Christine, thanks for being with me.
No, it's a privilege to be here. Thank you for having me.
Let's just do, first, before we get into this, let's just do some basics. What does jihadism mean? What is jihad?
Jihad is a term that's defined differently depending on who's asking the question and actually who's answering it. For the purposes of, if an Islamist is asking the question about jihad, what they will say is that jihad represents an internal struggle. It actually means striving. But in terms of the ideology within the expansionary views of Islamism, jihad actually means two things. Jihad by the sword, jihad bil sayf, it's called, or jihad by many forms, including immigration. In other words, conquest. So it is not a benign term that is often used or often pushed by the Islamist camp. It is quite a sinister term, but for the peaceful Muslims, the ones, for example, that are interviewed by my book, they will say that jihad for them means an internal struggle, and many of them actually don't even use that word jihad because they're quite aware of the complexity and the many meanings of that term.
You know, we're going to get it over the next few segments, and I know people are going to send me emails or send questions about, you know, when you talk about jihadism or moderate, and I know you've probably never heard my show before, so you don't know what I say about these kind of things, but I kind of liken some of this to Catholics and or Christians who are what I call Sunday go-to-meeting Christians or Catholics or people that go 2, 3, 4, 5 times a year. There are people in every religion, in every religious belief, that label themselves that way because mom was that way or dad was that way or what have you. I would suspect that in Islam you have the same thing going on as well, do you not?
Yes, you do, and I'm glad that you brought up that, Joe, because within Islam, you've got pluralism, specifically meaning from an individual perspective. There are a lot of Muslims out there that do not ascribe to this malignant jihad or this expansionist point of view. However, it is very important to be able to differentiate what brand of Islam you're talking about. For example, you do mention that within every religion you have different types that may call themselves Christians, whatever religion, but they may not ascribe to it. But at the same time, one needs to understand the nature of Islam and why it is that it is such a difficult issue to deal with today when one simply turns on the news or follows what is happening throughout Europe, what is happening even on North American soil. For instance, the Trump ban, or Canada that has open borders, much like Europe, except that we don't share borders with other nations that are Islamic states. Now, in looking at what normative Islam is, and Zuhdi Jasser is one of the interviewees in my book, and he talks about normative Islam, which is indisputable. If you look at Sunni Islam, it is based on basically four schools of Islamic jurisprudence, the Hanbali, the Hanafi, the Shafi'i and the Maliki, and you look at the Shia, they're based on basically the Zaydi and Jafari. But when one understands what these schools of Islamic thought mean, what they actually represent, they are actually representative of something, a certain kind of theology that is not consistent with democracy. And yes, you have those that say, well, what is democracy? And they criticize democracy. But when I use the word democracy, I'm specifically referring to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which people are equal under the law. These are theologies within the Sunni and the Shia traditions that indicate that the testimony of a woman, for example, is worth half that of a man's. Or when you're dealing with inheritance laws, it goes the same. Women are not regarded as equals. They're required to cover up themselves from head to toe. And there are those that argue it's not in the Quran, but it is indeed in the Quran. If one does their homework and even looks it up, you will find it there. Stonings are still being committed in Islamic states. Beheadings are still happening in a country as widely known as Saudi Arabia, at. We're not looking at some little corner village of the globe. You're looking at a major state of Saudi Arabia where beheadings are still happening. There are blasphemy laws. There are gross restrictions on religious freedoms, whether you could have a church, whether you can attend a church, whether you could actually come out and say, this is my religion, and I believe my religion is equal, whether you could have freedom of expression, freedom of opinion. And sadly, this kind of restriction is what normative Islam consists of. However, you do find differences among Muslims themselves. Throughout history, there have been reformists that sadly were killed throughout history because they dared to challenge the ulama. They dared to challenge the despots of Islam. And today, this is what I'm trying to bring forth, awareness as to this is a group of individuals, reformists and genuine moderates that believe, wait a minute here, this version of normative Islam belongs back in the 7th century where it should be. We live in a modern era. We ascribe as Muslims, I'm talking for the people that are in my book and those who ascribe to a moderate form of Islam, which is modernization, and they say, look, we don't want to have anything to do with this. We want to live along like the Buddhists, like the Hindus, like the Christians, like the Jews, and we just want to be part of everybody else. We come to Western societies. We are patriotic like everybody else. We support the Constitution. We support the laws. We don't require any special treatment. We respect the tradition of freedom of speech because we understand it is a hallmark of democracy and so forth.
Well, what's really interesting here, and we got to go to a break in a second, but I've got a couple of friends, Muslim friends, that are in the military. And the one fellow I got on the phone and started talking with, and he says, you know, I got to tell you the truth. I don't study. I just don't study. I go to mosque every once in a while, but I don't really study. And I was thinking, and it's part of what opened up my eyes is saying, hey, look, I know we hear what we hear about what's going on in Muslim about radical Islam, and there are quote unquote radical Islamists. I know some people don't like that term, but you know we've got some crazy Christians. You could pick them out almost in every group. Here, I want you to think about something during the break, and I want to come back and talk about it on the other side of the break. When a Christian goes and shoots up a Planned Parenthood or goes and does something extremely stupid, there's a lot of us on the right, a lot of us Christians will come out vehemently against that person. It doesn't seem to have the same fervor in the Islamic world. So let's talk about that when we come back from the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate, I really honestly do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know you could be listening to about 3,000 other shows, but you've chosen this one, and I appreciate that. I've asked Christine Douglas-Williams to join me today. She's written a book called The Challenge of Modernizing Islam, and the question asked is, can moderate Muslims modernize Islam to be more peaceful and tolerant? And again, Christine, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you.
You know, one of the I asked you to think about something during the break because it is a question that'll come up. It's a question that comes up on a regular basis on my show. I am a Christian, and when I see things that the Christians are doing but from a violent standpoint, I call them out, and many of us call them out. We make a big deal of it. I know some don't, but many of us do. And the commonality, the common thread I get from some of the people who write me emails or write emails to the show is they would be less anxious if when radical Islamists come out and commit the violence they commit, if more Muslims, more large group Muslims would come out and say, look, this is not our God. This is not the way we live. This is not what we believe in. Do you give any validity to that?
I do. But this is where I advocate for moderate Muslims who have been actually speaking out. I have heard a lot of individuals that I have debated that said, look, where are these voices of moderate Islam? And I say they're often not even given a voice in the regular media. It's the Islamist groups. You look at the Holy Land Foundation trials as an example, where so many mainstream Islamic groups were actually found to be unindicted co-conspirators to terrorism, involved directly with terrorist financing. And then you ask yourself, well, where are the mainstream Muslims? The book that I did, the voices in that book, many of them, in fact, say, look, when you look at American Muslims, they're busy living every day. They want to be like everybody else in America. So they may not even be involved in engaging in this battle. They have no agenda. So this is one thing that motivated me to try to be a voice on behalf of those individuals that actually choose to speak out, but they're not being given a big enough voice. I will tell you from the point of view of myself, doing a talk show in TV in Canada for 8 years, Open Line. it was Islamic reformists that actually inspired me to do this book to begin with, because I gave them a voice. And these were the voices that were saying, you guys in the West don't understand what's going on. You don't even understand what's going on in Friday Mosque, where hatred is being preached in so many mosques across the West that is being funded by Saudi Arabia, that's being infiltrated by other forces that are contrary to democratic values. And they were the ones warning us what is going on. And I wondered, well, why aren't you being given a voice? And many of them say the same things, that few of them are actually given a voice in the mainstream media, so that, when they want to come out and condemn what's going on, and I'm not just talking with ISIS, I'm talking with groups that have a sinister agenda, a stealth jihadist approach that are gradually trying to bring in Sharia law into the West. They are warning about that, but they're not being given an adequate voice.
Yeah, it's interesting you should bring that up, because that was one of the other questions that comes up on a regular basis when I do these kind of interviews, is Sharia law. And, you know, you've seen interviews with in different areas of America here on U.S. soil, where many of those that are interviewed. Now, again, I'm not being cautious here, but I do want to say, I hear these interviews about Donald Trump, but I've never gotten called. So I don't know who they're calling on these interviews. But when you see these interviews around and on Sharia law, you see a large portion of these people agree with Sharia law and would like to see it implemented in their communities, in their areas. Explain to us in your terms what Sharia law is, and is that a good idea or a bad idea?
Sharia law, in the simplest of terms, is divine law within Islam. And I mentioned to you earlier, Joe, about the Islamic school of thought and for the Sunni and for the Shia. This is basic information. Sharia law is divine law. So when one looks, just as an example, criticizing Islam, under Sharia law, it's not done. You do not criticize Muhammad. You do not criticize Islamic law, because it is deemed a grave offense. If to blaspheme Muhammad is a crime, deemed a crime worthy of death, there are certain behaviors that are also worthy of death. Now, of course, there is great variation. There are those that will argue that, oh, people who condemn Sharia law, they're ignorant, they don't understand the various shades of Sharia law. Yes, there are definitely various shades of Sharia law, but Sharia law is also considered divine law, and one does not criticize Islam as a bare minimum, which is completely inconsistent with democratic rules and law.
Yeah, it's interesting. Again, back to, I look at what's been done with Jesus, you know, the paintings, the pictures, the artwork that I find very offensive, and it's very hard for me to swallow my tongue and just go, okay, you know what? We live in a country that allows this kind of thing, and we just have to understand that we teach our kids properly and these things won't happen. But again, what worries some people is when you hear the violence that may take place when you hear these things could be implemented. You know, I had an imam on the show once who told me that Muslims should not run for office because the difference between, you know, Sharia law and Democrat law, and they just don't mix, they don't fit, and they shouldn't try to fit in. What would you say to that? Based on your interviews and what have you, how would you approach that?
The imam that you're referring to, I believe, was this an Islamist, or is it a moderate Muslim that is an imam?
I believe it was an Islamist
that you're referring to.
Yeah.
Because I think we're on track on which one that was. This guy was basically coming right out and saying, look, don't even try, because Islam is not compatible with democracy. In fact, I found his words rather interesting, because if you listen to the words even of ISIS, and you listen to the words of Al-Qaeda, and all of these groups, they're coming right out and saying, look, we're at war against you guys. We're actually following a brand of Islam, which they use as reform. Now, they're talking about reform back to the 7th century, and they're advocating, this is what Islam really is, back to the 7th century. This is puritanical Islam. It is the purest form of Islam. It is Wahhabism, Salafism, and this is what it takes to be a genuine Muslim. So therefore, it is not compatible. So with a view like that, many will say, well, why do you even want to be in the West? Why are you coming here? Why don't you just stay home? But you see, with that kind of a thinking, it goes like this. we're not in your country because we want to be part of your democracy. We're in your country because we want to overtake you. This is the rule of Islam 101, Islamism 101, which ascribes to the 7th century expansionism. Take over. It is written very clearly in the North American Muslim Brotherhood Plan, the plan for North America. It is written very clearly in the plan that was uncovered called the Project in the Al-Qaeda Maghreb, that the whole goal is to infiltrate and take over. It's also very clearly advocated by the Iranian regime. We don't hear enough about the Shia branch of taking over and about what Iran represents, but they have their henchmen in every country spying, and they have the same expansionist goal as Sunni Islam. So this is what they would like to do, bring Islam, reform it back to the 7th century, so that reformists that are interviewed in my book, they're actually regarded as apostates, and they get attacked from both sides, because people say, well, if you call yourself a Muslim, well, you're not really a real Muslim. But their view is this: we need pluralism in Islam. We need to attack what's considered the official closed corpus and to open up Islam to question, to debate, to criticism, so that it can indeed modernize up to the 21st century.
Yeah, it's interesting, because we have a few friends that are from the, I guess it's called the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, and they say they are outcast in their own world, and that they... I won't call it a different form of Islam, because I don't believe that. I think that they just subscribe differently to the law. And what do you know about the Ahmadiyya Muslims and why they're not considered part of mainstream, if you would?
Well, it depends on who's talking. Like, if you're looking at the Sunni tradition, no, they're not considered. I mean, if you look since 1948, 11 million Shias have been murdered by their co-religionists. There is a huge war going on within Islam itself. I mean, you're looking at various wars going on. Muslim on Muslim violence, because you don't happen to be Muslim enough. You're not ascribing to our rigid version. And you're also looking at wars against, of course, the infidels and the apostates, those, again, who are not Muslim enough, or those who may have decided to leave the faith. So in terms of the Ahmadiyyas, there is a great diversity even within certain groups.
Right.
Among the Ahmadiyyas, you're going to find those that may ascribe more to whatever the rigidity of even their religion is, and sometimes it's not even clear. Many, I've actually been warned by an ex, and this is something I was told by an ex-Shia. She said to me, "Christine, be very careful, because the Shias, by all appearances, just appear to be more moderate, but you've got to be very careful and ask valid questions on where they stand with Sharia, where they stand when it comes to democracy, when it comes to pluralism,
Christine,
whether they're tolerant."
We got to go for a quick break, but I want you to hold that thought. I want to finish it up on the other side on how we can identify and know and help. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Do you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I've asked Christine Douglas-Williams to join me today, and she's written a book called The Challenge of Modernizing Islam. Can moderate Muslims modernize Islam to be more peaceful and tolerant? And I wouldn't know, but she would. It's all in her book. And first of all, Christine, thanks for being with me. And second, tell people where they can get your book that just released yesterday.
Joe, it's a pleasure to be with you. And Amazon.com, it's there. And the book is just released, so it should be in every major bookstore. In Canada, where I'm from, it's Chapters Indigo. In the States, Barnes & Noble. Walmart.com has it. Target.com has it. Encounter Books obviously has it. All the Amazons. So basically any major bookstore, and again on the website, because the website sites right now have some good deals going on trying to promote this new to release book.
So the question I asked you to think about during the break was, you've got a lot of us here, we don't understand, we don't know, and it comes from, you know, many sides as to what Muslims believe. How do we know? How do we identify the ones that, as you know, put it, you know, are Islamists, and which ones just want the freedom to live here and worship, you know, worship freely?
Joe, you mentioned something earlier that was very important, that you as a Christian, you get offended, and I do too, I'm a Christian, when people malign Christ, when they show disgusting images of Christ, even of Mary, and they put down the Christian faith, they display vulgar pictures and so forth, and that's something I never, ever ascribe to or tolerate. But the bottom line is, if an ignoramus chooses to insult somebody's deity, if they want to be that way, well then, that's their prerogative to be that way. But we don't kill people for doing that. That is actually a very good question to ask Muslims when you sit down in a, around a table of dialogue. And it actually happened once where I was interviewing a Muslim on air, where I asked the question, do you believe in the right to criticize Muhammad? He danced around the question, will not answer the question, and then he started saying, well, I don't want to criticize Muhammad. I said, look, I didn't ask you to criticize Muhammad. All I'm asking you is, do you believe? And you ask them openly in the right to criticize Islam and to openly criticize Muhammad if someone chooses to do so. If somebody cannot answer you, yes, you have that right. Yes, they can say, I don't agree with it, I despise it, I don't believe in insulting people, but if they don't believe in that right, you really have to ask questions about their belief in democracy where there are freedoms to insult people. No one's saying to propagate hatred against a group, that's quite a different story. But to criticize a faith, one has, in our democracy, the right to do so. But in Islam, it is very much part of Sharia law that you do not criticize Muhammad, you do not criticize anything to do with Islam, because it's deemed highly offensive and deemed blasphemous. Of course, there are other questions that you could ask in terms of our democracy. You look at a person, a Muslim, you ask, is this person really open to pluralism? How are they when it comes to discussing their beliefs? What if I want to ask them genuine questions about their faith? Are they open to true dialogue, or are they super protectionist and eager to play the victimology card? I call it the victimology subterfuge, because we see a lot of that going around all over Western nations.
Christine, you know what? It's really funny you should say that, because it's the thing that I notice the most when I'm looking at these interviews and I'm hearing them talk. It's almost like it's a sin in and of itself to speak negatively against another Muslim or against your brother or what have you, because it's almost they'll never say anything negative about the others.
Well, it's deemed offensive. It's deemed against the religion itself, against Sharia law. If one looks at the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, they have been pushing heavily the term Islamophobia. Now, that is a very specific term. Here in Canada, they've tried to use the word Islamophobia to mean anti-Muslim bigotry, and it is not the same at all. In fact, we found in Canada that they were that the agenda that was pushed was very much against the term anti-Muslim bigotry, because you see, that would put them on the same plane as every other Canadian as Hindus, anti-Hindu bigotry, anti-black bigotry, anti-Jewish bigotry. But they don't want to be on the same plane as everybody else, because there's a supremacist that is intertwined in the faith. When one looks at Islamophobia as it's defined by the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, they specify that anti-Muslim bigotry is offensive to Muslims, which we all agree with, but they also specify that any criticism of Islam is also very offensive to Muslims and is in the category of anti-Muslim bigotry, which is completely off the mark when it comes to our democratic norms and freedoms.
You know, I interrupted you, and you're on your way to telling us. How does one identify? And I don't want to make it sound like we're out with radar, always looking, because again, we have some Muslim friends, and I can't tell the difference between them and any other American in most cases. How does one recognize someone who, as you put it, is a Islamist?
We did touch on that, because we talked about freedoms, the general freedoms. Pluralism is a huge marker. How open is this person to discussion? How open is this person to questions, discrimination, issues regarding other faiths, not just Islam? How open is this person? If I decide to say, look, I don't agree with what Muhammad would espouse with Muhammad, let's say going back to the Hadith and the Sunnah, that Muhammad was a man that took on child brides. Can you, you know, are we willing, can we discuss this? Are there no-go zones when it comes to conversation? These no-go zones are huge red lights. Why are there no-go zones when it comes to genuine discussion? Something else that the moderates identified in my book that I'm still a little bit questioning about, because they actually identified Israel's rights to exist as actually a litmus test, because all of them was of the opinion, look, this is a nation that has historic claim to that land. So to not recognize Israel's right to exist, one has to ask the question, why? Why is it that you don't recognize Israel's right to exist? And this is discussed extensively by the moderates in the book, to the point where I had to devote a separate chapter called The Israel Factor. Because you will notice by Islamists, there is an obsession about Israel, there is an obsession about the Palestinians, and you ask the average person out there, let alone the Islamist, what do you know about the history of the Palestinians? What claim do the Palestinians have to that land? Who are the Palestinians? Do you really know about their existence in that land? Where did they come from? Are they really indigenous to the land? What archaeological evidence is there to show that there is actually any claim to that land? Then they start fumbling and scratching their heads, because the word Palestine was actually a name that was given to that area after the Ottoman Empire fell, and this was actually Ottoman South Syria. So these are people that came from the surrounding Islamic countries, and how did they become Islamic states? They were overtaken through bloody Islamic conquests. So you find also that there's an obsession with the Palestinian cause, with the Palestinian propaganda. They don't want to talk about the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, who actually led the Arab revolt. They don't want to talk about the charters to obliterate Israel. They play the propaganda narrative, which states that we're all victims, that the Palestinians are victims, the Zionists this, the Americans this, the colonialists do this and that. But they completely neglect the massacre that happened in Darfur that was done. It was a racist war. They completely neglect the fact that slaves in Mauritania, black slaves, are still being held in Sudan. They don't want to talk about the human rights violations that is going on at the hands of Islamists today. They don't want to talk about the news that is raging, the headlines that is going on in Europe. It's all about Islamophobia. Don't you dare criticize Islam. So that is a very big test. Is this person into the Islamophobia narrative? Is the person actually fair when it comes to issues regarding Israel, or do they clamp up and everything is anti-Zionist, anti-Israel, the victimology narrative? These are very big questions in terms of pluralism and what is really in that person's heart. And when you open up the narrative for discussion, you start to scratch your head and ask questions to yourself, what am I dealing with here? What is this person really espousing? It becomes more apparent as you start to question and talk openly. They talk dialogue, but the dialogue goes in one direction.
Yeah, you know, we're going to have you back on, because I have so many more questions. I want to know, we've only got about a minute and a half, but I want to know, you know, European Muslims, what's going on in Europe right now? Can they actually live in peace? Is there a way to bring some of those people in who want new lives? Can they live in peace? I find it hard to believe if they won't speak out against each other, if they won't call each other out,
yes,
it's going to be impossible.
I know I only have a minute, but I will say that the leaders of Europe have completely failed their constituencies. They were given a role to protect, and right now Europe is in chaos. Attacks are happening, jihad attacks are happening, sexual assaults are happening. But at the same time, there are Muslims coming through those gates that are appreciative of Western democracy, appreciative of the freedoms. And unfortunately, these Muslims often, like everybody, they face assimilation issues, like every group coming to a new nation.
Sure.
So where do they go? They go to the mosques, and many of the mosques are radicalized, so they become more radicalized, and they become well-versed in the victimology narrative. So it's a nasty, vicious cycle that needs attention and needs to be penetrated. But we definitely should not be opening our borders to any and everybody that wants to come in. It is not their right. We have to protect our Western democracy, and we have to protect our citizens first.
Christine, we're up against it. Thanks so much for being with me today. We will have you back. Talk more about this later on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll sit in Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?